監督のあげよう。
わしも水がいい。大丈夫。これはすげえ近っ。
名前大丈夫かしら。
そうです。チェンジした。
あ、ちょっと待って。
うん。大城がこっちで。
あ、これに名前書いてんのか。この間。反対になった。
やっぱりじゃあ、そしたら。No se puede
cambiar
nombre. Dice que ellos tienen un posición. Sí, no, no,
no. Aviso que están cambiando.
Vale. Arratsaldeon, sail ofizialeko Kiseki filma ikusi berri dugu, orain egingo dugu prentzaurrekoa.
Good afternoon. We'll commence the press conference of the film Kiseki, I Wish, with the director Hirokazu Koreeda and the actors Koki and Oshiro Maeda, who are changed over, by the way, the names, they're in different places, okay? Okay. First question, please. Over here, yes. We have a Japanese translation, so try to speak clearly. Congratulations for the film. I thought it was marvelous. Congratulations for the film. And the roles of the films were incredible. I would like to ask you about the how you worked with them and how you wrote the script. Whether you, there was a lot of improvisation, but also background planning and also very aesthetic with documentary. Aesthetics very similar. Aesthetically very similar to documentary films.
この子役と映画を作ることについてどのようなエピソードとか大変さがあったかということをお話しください。それであと台本があったけども、まあ、かなりアドリブといいますが自然にできたようなセリフもあったというのも聞きましたので、そのことについて聞かせてください。そうするとなんかそう台本通りじゃなかったということで、なんか割とドキュメンタリーっぽくとも感じられることもあると思うんですが、その辺のついてお話しください。
はい、まずは見ていただいてありがとうございました。
もちします。グラシアスポルベル。
Thank you very much for having seen my film, first of all.
で、オーディションでこの2人と出会って、で、もともとは実は、鹿児島に住んでる男の子と博多に住んでる女の子の物語を作ろうと思ってたんですけども、まあ、オーディションで会ったこの兄弟があまりに魅力的だったので、映画のストーリーの方を彼ら2人のキャラクターに合わせて変えたんですよね。で親の離婚で別々に暮らしている兄弟の話というふうにもう2人から物語を作っているので、そういう意味ではそれだけこの2人との出会いが強烈だったというふうに自分では感じてます。
A lot of auditions were heldIn spring last year, and so therefore I met these two brothers, and it was quite an impact. Initially, before meeting these two boys, the film it was a boy and a girl meet each other in a certain place. But after meeting these two brothers, I changed the script for them. Initially, I only needed one boy.But I wanted to use the younger brother as well.
どうやって作ってたかというと、例えば2人が普段仲良くしてるんで、じゃあどういう時に喧嘩するのって聞いたら、ポテトチップ食べてて、最後に残った味の染みたカスをどっちが食べるかで喧嘩をするっていうのを聞いて、うわ面白いなと思って、それは僕は思いつかないから、じゃあそれをこう脚本に書き込んで。2人が久しぶりになった縁側でそのポテトチップをこう譲り合うみたいなシーンを、そういうこう2人が持ってるエピソードからこう話を膨らませてシーンを作ったりしてるんですよね。だからどこからが映画の脚本でどこからが彼ら本人かというのは非常にこう難しい質問になります、正直言うと。
Por supuesto,
of course I wrote the script and I had a script beforehand, But while I was shooting, I changed and modified the script quite a lot. For example, I asked both of the boys, well, do you fight amongst you? When do you fight amongst you? And they told me that They fight for the last crumbs of a bag of crisps. So therefore, I added that scene. I don't know whether you remember. At that night when they eat the crisps on the balcony of a house, I added that scene there because it's something that I couldn't imagine. So therefore, I don't know. It's a mixture of my script. I don't know to what extent it's a mixture of my script and improvisation. So therefore, and it could be the script as well as their realities in turn.
二人はどういう物語かは知らずに演じてます。
I didn't give them the script until the end, so therefore they didn't know how the film was going to be or how it was going to go.
勝手に子どもたちが動いて出来上がってるシーンもありますし、セリフを与えてるシーンも。皆さん聞いてても分かんないかもしれませんが、僕は東京の言葉しか喋れないので、こんな風に言ってごらんって僕が伝えたことを、彼ら2人は大阪の出身なので、自分の中で普段使ってる大阪の言葉に変えて発しているので、多分与えられたセリフを言ってるという感覚はなかったんだろうなと思います。
There are scenes that the children justspoke to each other and they also improvised. And there are scenes where I explained, I told them exactly what I wanted them to say. But I'm from Tokyo and I explained it in Tokyo Japanese, but they're from Osaka, so therefore they listened to me and learned the phrases that I told them, the dialogues, and thenThey pronounced them in the Osakan, Japanese dialect, and that's why they didn't feel that they were performing as actors.
Preguntas, por favor. Sí.
Further questions? Yes, here in the front row. Hi. More than a question, it's a remark or that I would like to make. This summer, a film has been premiered throughout the world. It's called Super 8, in which many people were said that one of the funny things that had, it would portrays the Goonies or Cuenta Conmigo or E.T. It reminds us of the movies of the 80s. With your film, without extraterrestrials and without special effects of any nature, I've had infinitely a much better time than this Hollywood super production. And I would like to congratulate you for this. Thank you very much.
質問というよりも感想なんですけども、今年の夏スーパーオチョが上映されましたよね。スーパーオチョ、スーパーエイト、ごめんなさい、はい、その映画も全然なんですか、特写とかも使ってなくて、すごく80年代的な映画だったんですけども、まして今回の監督の映画もすごくそう、特撮とかも何もしないし、そのデジタル、そのコンピューターとかも何も使ってないですよね。もう彼としては何しろ監督の映画とかこのスーパーエイトとかの方が、こういういわゆる特撮とか使ってる映画もとっても楽しめました、おめでとうございますということのコメントでした。
今回はでも彼の頭の中で火山がこう噴火するところは一応CG を使ってるんですけど、
シンプルメンテ
Just simply in this film I do have one scene where I use special effects, the image of when the volcano erupts. I would like to ask you, to Koki and Oshido, what fun things happened during the shoot? What fun things happened during the shoot when the director directed them for the both children actors?
作ってる時にごめんなさい、二人の名前覚えてないかも。お二人は、はい、何が一番とっても楽しかったですか？
ま、監督がすごいこうなんかおっちょこちょいというか、普段はすごいこう優しい方で、監督って、ま、たまにドラマとか出させていただいてるんですけど、その時にすごい監督って監督オーラっていうのが多分なんかあるような気がするんですけど、それが監督から全くいい意味で感じられないので、なんかこの普通のおっちゃんっていう感じがすごいこう馴染みやすくて、だからこう映画撮っている時にも休み時間監督とかと喋れてすごいこう楽しかったですし、もちろん監督はそういう方なので、スタッフさん全体がそういう優しい感じで穏やかな感じだったんで、すごい馴染めましたし、遊んでいただいて本当に楽しかったです。
First of all, the director is a person who is a charming man. And I've worked on the TV, so I've known a lot of the directors who scream at us and are very serious, and I can hardly talk to him. But this director is very relaxed. He never got angry with us, so therefore we were able to talk to him a lot and maintain a dialogue, so therefore we enjoyed making the film with him. Not only us, but also other children, the entire crew, or the entire cast of the, in the, and it was with a great atmosphere, and that's thanks to the nature and the character of the director.
最初に撮った日に監督と一緒に、あ、監督と一緒に、はい、入ってはいけないプールで、遊んでもいいけど足だけやで遊んでねって助監督さんに言われてたのに、ほんで大城、全体入って遊んじゃって、その時に普通監督とかも止めるのに、あかんあかんでって言いながらも監督も一緒に入って一緒に遊んでたから楽しかったです。
I remember the first day we went to shoot the film. After that day's shoot, we entered into a swimming pool with the director. But they told me, first of all, no, all I had to do was put out my feet in. But finally, me and the director had to finally get into the pool with our whole body. And I was very happy to do that, because normally the director tells it, no, you can't go into the pool. But as I was saying, he was a fun director, so he was glad to be into the swimming pool on the third day. So that was fun. And the director of the film got very angry because they jumped into the swimming pool without his permission, it seems. Congratulations for the film. It's a beautiful film. I'd like to ask the three of you, what wish would you ask for if the bullet train came by?
ございます。3人の方に質問なんですけど、願い事は何ですか？
願い事。
はい。
ああ、願うことね。
山津監督か。
そうね。願い事か。
ですよ。
A wish.
この映画を撮ったのは去年の夏なので、映画を撮りながら考えていたことは、すごくこうかけがえのない、でも見過ごしがちな大切なものというのが日常の暮らしの中に実は見え隠れしていて、奇跡、この映画のタイトルである奇跡というのは非日常の中にあるのではなくて、そういうこう日常の中にあるものに気づくっていうことなのかなっていう気持ちを込めて作った映画でしたし、つけたタイトルだったんですけども、
ちょっといいですか、すいません。
はい。
I started to shoot this film last summer, last year. So therefore, while I was shooting the film, I was thinking that in our day-to-day lives, there are many important things that are things that we are forgetting. They say we don't realize that they're very important.
そういったものがやっぱりすごくこう本当にあっけなくというかですね、目の前から失われた時に改めて、いかにそれが大切なものだったかということには、今本当に気がついてというか改めて、気づいているところなので、願うことがあるとすればやっぱりそれがもう一度同じようにとは言いませんけれども、取り戻せる日が来ることなのかなというふうに思ってますけどね。
So therefore, as you know, in March in Japan we had the tsunami and the earthquake occur. So therefore, in our day-to-day life, there are very many important things. And in March, there are a lot of people that have lost of those day-to-day important things that they live through. And after March, it makes me think even more, and I realized that the truth is there are very important things in our day-to-day lives. So therefore, my wish, I would say, recover what we've lost, especially in the month of March.
Más preguntas, por favor.
Ah, espera. Sí. De los niños. 願い事。
はい。この奇跡っていう映画は自分で言うのもなんですけど、っていうかすごい監督の作品で、すごいいい映画だと自分で自信を持って言える気がする。すごい本当に面白い。なんかよくこのスペインに来てから面白かったよっていうよく言われるんですけど、コメディアンというか、なんかその本当に深い面白さもありますし、その楽しい映画ですし、だからすごいこういろんな人に見ていただきたいんですけど、まずこのサンセバスチャン映画祭をきっかけに、こうスペインで多くの方に見ていただいて、いいよっても日本語で口コミって言うんですけど、それでこう広がって全世界のいろんな人が見てくださったら、それが一番今願っていることです。
Bueno, ya sé que.
I know this is a film that I've participated in, but in any case, this film is incredible. It's a great film, so therefore, I'm very proud to having participated in this film, and it's a film which is very interesting. But in turn, it has a very deep message. But on the other hand, it also has a touch of humor. So therefore, my wish is simply that I want a lot of people to see this film, as many as possible, and also I want from Spain can talk a lot about our film, and I hope a lot of ended up making a lot of people watching our film. That's my wish.
Thank you.
Gracias.
大城は一生今からずっと、病気もなく風邪もなく、元気で暮らせるのが一番いいなと思ってます。苦しむこともなく。
My wish is to live healthily without falling sick or catching a flu or a cold and to not suffer. And that's what I'mCurrently doing.
I have a question. So your movie is really, I think, for adults and children alike. So it's good for both audiences.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Go on, please.
Okay. Sorry again. Okay. Your movie, I think, is for children and adults alike. So it serves for both. And I want to know if you had any of the two audiences in mind when you made the film, and how will you promote it? Will you promote it more like a children movie, or will you maybe more promote it like an adult movie?
Vale. Sí.この映画ですけども、子供用の映画でもありますとも撮れますし、その一般の大人向けっていうのがあるんですけども、監督としてはどのようなお考えでお作りになりましたか。
大人の人が見ても楽しめるように作ったつもりではいるんですけれども、いつも 映画作るときには、特定の一人の人へ向けて作る、その人に語りかけるように話しかけるように作るというふうに、決めていて、前回ここに持ってきたスティルウォーキングという映画は亡くなった母親へ向けて作りましたけども、今回は今、娘が4歳なんですけども、その娘が10歳になった時に、見せようというか、その10歳の娘へ向けて作ろうと思ったので、それで今まで僕が作ってきた映画よりは語り口が多分ややや優しいというかですね、柔らかい語り口の映画になったのかなというふうには思ってます。
And of course this film was made so that adults could join it, could enjoy it. Every time I make films, I do them for a specific person. For example, Still Working, my previous film, I dedicated it to my mother in order to give a message to my mother who had died. This film, Kiseki, I wish, is for my daughter, who's a 4-year-old, and I hope when she turns 10, she can see it. So that's why it's a softer image that I'm showing. And I've dedicated, and the reason I've done this, because I've dedicated to my daughter, but of course, once again, it's also for adults.
Una pregunta para Koreeda.
Question for Koreeda. First of all, congratulate you for your film that I enjoyed very much. And then, especially in your latest films, you quite often you've changed some things in the script, especially with the family that takes in the kids. I think it's very difficult to carry out an action based upon that naivety and that innocence. Aren't you tempted in doing something a bit more dramatic, nevertheless, in your filmmaking? The interpreter is asking for the question to be repeated. The question is whether in your films, especially in your latest films, the action, the things that take place in the film stem from characters who are especially good or innocent in the figure of the couple that takes in the children, for example. Or otherwise the narration wouldn't have continued, or the narrative wouldn't continue. It's something in cinema, stories normally go on due to what's dramatic or dark, so on and so forth. Yes, whether you've done this on purpose, and could you explain that a bit more in detail?
監督の今回の映画で特に老夫婦いますよね、子供たちを
止める、
はい、そうすごくいい方たちっていう、うん、そういう監督の映画っていうのはそのいい方たちを用いてメッセージを使いたい、伝えたいというのがあるんですかね。大体他の映画だとなんか悪いこととかそういうことがかなりあるんですけど、監督の場合がそういういい人間っていうのが出てくるのが多いですよね。
そうかな。
クレシケ。
Do you think in this film a lot of good people appear in this film?
ないけど、ただあの人たちがとてもいい人だのは大事なことで、それは子どもたちが出会う外側の世界にいる人だから、旅に出て、だけどその人たちがいい人だっていう、それが何だろうな、必ずしもみんないい人じゃないよっていうのはむしろ子どもの側が気がついてて、だから最後に振り込め下げに会わないといいねって子どもたち同士で話すっていう、そのむしろ何て言ったらいいんですかね、そういうこういい人であることに対する批評性も子どもは持っているっていうところがポイントだなと思って作ってはいます。
I know it's very important. The characters of that couple are very important in the film because these are the people that the childrenmeet outside of their own world when they're traveling away from home, but the children know that not everybody that they may meet is going to be good to them or not, because the girl, when she asked them, she said, remember when the child says, well, okay, remember one thing, don't let the banks fool you. So therefore, there are a lot of good people in life, but they also know that there are bad people in life as well.
Buenos días.
Hi, good morning. I would like to congratulate you once again also for this film. I loved it. I enjoyed it enormously. The best I've seen so far here in the San Sebastian Film Festival. And I've got a couple of questions. I would like to know the age of the two boys because they...
もう本当に大変気に入りました。今回のサンセバスチャンの映画祭を見た中で一番気に入ったぐらいです。まず2人の年齢を教えてください。
12歳です。
どうせ兄は
12 and 10 years old. Thank you very much.They play a role as if they were adults because they're very mature. I was quite impressed by the way they portrayed their roles.
大人の俳優さんのような演技をなさってても本当にびっくりしました。
ありがとうございます。
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. I would like to ask you about the subject matter, that is, say, the separation of the parents or the fact that the father's not there, is that something personal, or could you talk about the origin or how the story came about? I'm not separated, by the way, at the present moment. But what about your parents or whatever is?
ですけども、仲が悪かったので、仲が悪い両親を見ながら子供がどんな気持ちを抱くかっていうのは自分でも分かるので、その気持ちは彼の役柄には重ねてはいます。
My parents didn't divorce, but the problem is they didn't get along. That way, didn't get along very well at all. So I understand the feeling of these two children, whose parents don't get along or are separated. So therefore, as I understand the issue, I explained it to him. I explained to the kids what it feels like to have separated parents who just don't get along.
今回撮ったのはですね、主人公がそのいろいろな理不尽な自分も納得のできない状況に次から次へと見舞われてるっていう状況からスタートしたかったので、一つは親の離婚だったし、一つは火山のそばに住むっていうことだったし、そういうことをこう理不尽なこととして、受け止めきれないというか納得できない状況っていうのにまず主人公を置こうと思ったので、あとは弟と別々に暮らすっていう理由にはやっぱり一番それが自然かなと思いました。
Well, above all, I wanted to start the film in a situation where the elder brother, who is living through a very unfair situation, and one is obviously the separation of a parent, and also to live exactly where he lived. Next to the volcano, that is to say. I'd like to ask the director, do you believe, like in the bullet train, could you repeat the question? Do you believe that what is asked of life can come back to us like a type of reaction if you ask the bullet train, like an attraction? Of attracting things. Do you believe, once again, of what you ask in life can come like a special sort of possession or an attraction towards us, as what happens with a bullet train when they ask for a wish when they cross? In a such a way, the question is whether your wishes can come true, come back to us, as an attraction.
願い事叶い時がありますかって、
それは 何に対する質問なんだろう。
すいません、はい、
願い事が叶うことがあるか、
キリストシーケコンプレアイモメ。
What do you mean? Is it what you meaning is do wishes come true?
あるだろうと思いますけどね。ただ叶わない、今回の映画に絡めて言えば、彼は旅へ出て願い事が思い通りに願い事が叶うことが必ずしも幸せなことではないかもしれないって思うんだよね、きっとね。そのことで自分が大切にしているものが壊れるかもしれないっていうことに気づいて帰ってくるっていうのは、ちょっと複雑だけども、それが成長なのかなというふうには思ってるんですよね。だから叶えば願い事なんだろうな、願い続ければいつか叶うっていうのは非常に大人が子供に向けて与えるメッセージとしても僕は無責任かなと思ってるので、叶わないことの中にも何かその人間が成長していくきっかけはあるとかね。
Well, sometimes our wishes come true and some don't. But I believe that albeit our wish doesn't come true, it's not a bad idea to make the wish. This film, for example, the elder brother wished the volcano to explode and to his parents to come together again. But after this journey, he realizes that his wish was not fulfilled, but he's not unhappy because of this, because he didn't lose the important things of his day-to-day life. So therefore, in that sense, after the journey, he's grown, he's matured, and I think that he's learned that all wishes don't necessarily have to come true. For example, the adults, we always tell kids, if you keep wishing, I'm sure your wish will come true. But it's a message which is a bit false that we adults tell our kids or children.
Felicidades por la película.
Congratulations for the film. With your previous film, Orutemo Eretemo, Still Walking, was shown in San Sebastian. And it was well taken, and it's the best film of the festival at that time. And unfortunately, by the critics, but it didn't receive any award in the film festival. What importance do you give, Mr. Correa, of awards and prizes and festivals, and what do you expect from this film in this edition of the San Sebastian Film Festival?
映画のおめでとうございます。素晴らしい映画でした。前回ストリーボー、歩いてでもご参加になった時、あの時もすごく評判良くて、大賞を取るってみんなで言ってたんですけども、残念なことにお取りになれませんでしたけども、まあ、監督にとって賞とは、はい、まあ、映画祭での賞というのはどういうものでしょうか、まあ、あと映画祭全体に対してのイメージですね、それとあと今回の映画ではどういうふうになると思いますでしょうか。
まあ、難しい質問だこと まずその前にですね、ちょっとここには並んでないんですが、今遅れてちょっと到着したんですが、今回の映画とStill Walkingとその前の花、Nobody Knows、アフターライフ全部撮影を担当していただきましたカメラマンの山崎さんが来てるんで紹介させてください。
バルノケ。
Sorry to interrupt the press conference, but the cameraman of our film had just turned up, Mr. Yamazaki, who's at the back there on the white shirt, and I wanted to introduce you to him.
こういう形で一緒に映画を作ったスタッフや今回は2人来てくれましたけども、キャストと一緒に、自分たちが作ったものがどんなふうに受け止めてもらえるのかを本当に目の前で感じることができる、そのことがとても素晴らしい経験だと思ってます。
First of all, if we participate in film festivals Well, I've participated, me with my, well, I've come with these two actors, for example, these two boys. We can feel how the audience or the journalists think of my film. So therefore, that experience is quite a good experience in itself, and to participate in a film festival in this respect.
嬉しいことで、結果的に撮れるか撮れないかともかくとしてね。で、前回もすごく素晴らしい、絶対取材に来た人が絶対これは賞が取れるよってみんな言ってくれて、で途中で帰るはずだったのに滞在を最終日まで延ばしたんですけど結果的にそのまま飛行場へ空港へ向かうという結果になりまして、
Bueno.
As you've said in my previous film, Still Walking, I know that all journalists told meThat you didn't win the award and you didn't win a prize, so therefore, and I stayed on to for the last day in San Sebastian, but I didn't win a prize, unfortunately. So therefore, I had to fly direct, go straight to the airport without a prize. What can we do?
滞在を最終日まで長期で取ってきました。
So therefore, this time from the outset, before coming here.I've decided to stay until the last day, just in case. Who knows? So therefore, whatever the result, I'll accept it, whatever the case may be.
Sí, pase el micrófono. Sí.
Hi. When the film finishes, a friend of mine told me,It's like a Miyazaki film, but with real images.
友達が宮崎駿監督の映画の雰囲気で、でもそれだけでもアニメじゃなくて、その現実というか、まあアニメではなくて本当映画ですよね、いわゆるというふうに友達が言ったんですけども、それについてどう思いになりますか。
うん。宮崎さんの何を思ったんだろうね。
I'm not too sure to what extent or what moment your friend thought he has that influence. I suppose that young kids live an adventure together. I'm not too sure.
子供が冒険に出ていくとかそういうのですかね。
宮崎さんの作品はとても好きですけども。
Well, I like Miyazaki's films very much. The problem is, I don't believe that this film describes the adventure of the children.
のディテールを宮崎さんのアニメを見ていて僕が一番うわすごいなと感じるのは、例えば冒険活劇を描いていても、その少年が生活をしている生活空間とか日常の描写っていうのが非常に丁寧なんですよね。それがあるから非日常が生きるっていう描き方をきちんとされるところが、やっぱアニメですけれども勉強になるんですよね。そのあたりは今回もやっぱり冒険に出る前の彼らが暮らしている日常の重要性みたいなことは共通しているかもしれないですね。
If there's anything common in common with his movie or films, is perhaps we describeea lot of things, very little things that happen in our day-to-day lives. In Miyazaki's films, the children have adventures, but Miyazaki also describes many scenes or images, small details that take place in our day-to-day lives. He's a genius in describing these types of things. That's why I give a lot of importance in my film,of describing the images of our day-to-day lives, very little minor details that take place in our day-to-day lives.
Muy bien, gracias a todos por su participación.
Thank you very much. Arigato.